Are these swords all real? Asked Henry.
Yes, Henry, they are indeed. This one is from the 15th century, the farmer said, shining his light on it. And this curved one is from Turkey. And here is a naval cutlass from colonial times here in America.
Seymour beamed the flashlight on a short, heavy, curved sword. Then Seymour looked around the passageway and said nothing more for a few moments.
Is something the matter? Jesse asked.
It's strange, but I can't find Gideon's officer's saber from the Civil War. It was down here the last time I was.
Jesse and Henry exchanged glances.
You don't think it was stolen, do you? Henry asked.
The farmer scratched his head.
I don't know what to think. I'd find it hard to believe a burglar would know how to get inside this secret passageway. It's too well hidden. It was built before the Civil War to help runaway slaves escape north. After the Civil War, my ancestor, Gideon, used this passageway to store his sword and armor collection. His collection has been down here ever since. Pretty much just the way you see it. Though my children and grandchildren have sometimes borrowed some of the armor to use as Halloween costumes.
Maybe someone borrowed that Civil War sword for a costume, Jesse suggested hopefully.
Seymour sighed.
I hope so. I must ask Rose if she knows anything about it.
Violet shone her flashlight on the dirt floor to look for clues. But there weren't any, just lots of indistinguishable footprints. By now, the Aldens and Seymour were at the end of the passageway. Seymour shone his light on the wooden trapdoor above them.
That door goes right into the barn, he said. When we go through it, we'll be right next to Elvira's stall.
Jesse giggled.
Won't she be surprised?
Seymour fetched the ladder that was resting behind one of the suits of armor.
Want to go out this way?
He asked.
Sure, why not?
Jesse answered for all of them. Henry was the first one up the ladder.
Just push the door out